Good afternoon and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and At Season 3, Episode 4, the week that was for September 13th, 2021. The day after a great New Brighton victory in football over Elwood City, the score was 34-6. Many other sports teams have events this weekend and a lot of other school activities are going on. Good luck to all of you who are participating in them. We're going to start off this week's show with a student email. And this email comes from
Name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
It begins, Mr. Sal, I was absent for the vocabulary quiz on Thursday. What is your policy on grades when we're absent? Can I make it up? Any work that I missed? Well,
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
I'm glad you asked that question. You can make up the quiz once you come back into the building. No need to make it up while you're home. I want you in the building for the quiz. In fact, I'm going to take this time here during this episode to explain the policy for grades and for absentees. Medically excused or quarantined absences, you're excused. You have time to make up the assignments. Now, if you're not sick, please try and keep up with the work as best you can so you don't fall too far behind, because I understand you don't just have my class, you have all your other classes. So if you're quarantined and you're not sick, but you have to stay out of school, please try and keep up with the work. I post everything in Schoology daily. If you're sick, be it COVID, flu, surgery, wisdom teeth out, dental stuff, things like that where you know you're down and out for a day or so or longer because you're not feeling well, get well first. That's the most important thing. I've had students in the past, you know, they've gotten their wisdom teeth out. They've had to have surgery on their mouth. And they're like, oh, I'll be online later. I'll get this. No, get well. I've read enough essays of, you know, world answering exit questions and stuff. And all of a sudden, they get a little off topic because they're on medication and such, or they're not feeling good and they're tired and their train of thought goes off to the side. So get well first, keep in touch as you can, and we'll work out a plan to get you back on track when you return to school or you feel better. Getting healthy should be your first priority. So that's the policy if you have an excused absence. If you are cutting class, that is not an absence. That's a class cut. That's a zero. Those are really the only zeros that stay, and I'm going to get into the zeros here in a second. With some great explanations. In the student portal and in Schoology, if you have an excused marked, I believe in student portal it's EX. In Schoology it just says flat out excused. It means you don't have to make that assignment up. So you're good to go. Doesn't hurt your grade, doesn't help your grade, but definitely doesn't hurt your grade. You're excused from that assignment. A red exclamation point means you owe the assignment, and that is what you'll see in the student portal. In Schoology, it'll be a blank grade. There'll be no grade assigned there. Those are things you have to make up. I'll try and hold off putting zeros in on those as long as I can. But with grades coming up, mid grades are coming up here at the end of the month, I'm going to have to put in zeros for any missing grades. And those zeros can be made up. Once you turn in the work, they'll be made up without penalty. If you have a zero because you were in school and didn't turn in an assignment, that zero stays until you turn in the work, but I take points off for late work because you were in school and you just didn't turn in the assignment. It's not fair to the students who turn things in on time if I don't take some points off. But the only zeros for cheating or cutting class are the only zeros that can't be made up in my class. So with mid grades coming up, some of you have been absent. I haven't seen you that often. I'm going to have to put zeros in for the work only because mid grades are going out. And some of you have like 100% with only two grades out of everything we've done so far this 9 weeks. Once you come back to school, I'll get, you know, as you're making up the work, I'll get your actual grade in and those grades will be adjusted and go back up to where they would be if you were here. It's just how we have to work things because we do have mid grades. I don't want you being surprised where you're cruising along and you have a 98, 100%, and all of a sudden you owe six assignments and you don't make them up. That's going to squash your grade come the end of the 9 weeks, and I don't want that to happen to you guys. So this way you can say, oh, wait a second, you know, my grade shouldn't be this low. What do I owe? You see me, and it keeps me on track too. Like, oh, hey, you know, you owe me work, you know, and we'll get you caught up. So, you know, when you're absent, you have, and it's in the handbook, I believe the same number of days you've been out to make up the work. But we'll get you, you know, we'll adjust as needed and get you caught up for those of you who have been out. So that takes care of absent work and takes care of how the grades are. Like I said, mid grades are coming out. So I will be adjusting grades here shortly because I have to upload mid grades. And as for mid grades, I look at them. That's your grade on the day I submit the grades. Probably by the time that you get the actual grades mailed out to you, your grade's going to be different. Parents, your son or daughter's grade is going to be different because we do activities several times a week, and those grades change before you get the mailing with the mid grades. The only grades that are pretty solid are the end of the 9 weeks grades, but everything in between is in a state of flux as kids are doing work. I'm getting grades in the grade book, and those grades are, you know, adjusting as needed. So I hope it's not confusing. If you have any questions, further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me either through Schoology or my school email. So this took a little bit longer than I expected. So we're going to shake up the show and have our musical break right about now while I regroup. Back. We are going into the class updates. This past week, we continued on our notes on current world events and why history is important, taking a look at the events going on in the world today and giving you a little bit of a backstory. We'll go more in depth as we cut through the content of the course. Students signed up for quizzes, completed some activities on that website. I use quizzes as one of the reviews. It's instant feedback for the students. They don't have to write on paper and wait for the next day or so or over a weekend to find out if their answers are correct. I leave those open so students can do them as often as they like. They are sometimes assigned for points, but otherwise they're open and they're voluntary for students to work with. It's great, a great way for them to get feedback and see how well they understand the information. We completed a Quizlet Live in class. That was also for participation points. Students work with that, did some collaboration. I like the Quizlet Live. There was a vocabulary quiz on types of government and economies, flashcards. Those are in Quizlet. That was on Thursday of this past week. And students signed up for Edpuzzle. They got into their Edpuzzle groups by class, and they started working on an Edpuzzle assignment, which is due by the beginning of class on Monday. The Edpuzzle was on the Syrian Civil War, which we're right now covering the Middle East and some of the current events in the Middle East. Students who finished the assignments, the Edpuzzle, and even the other assignments during this week were encouraged to check their grades and make sure everything was consistent between Schoology and the student portal. They're also encouraged to turn in missing assignments, which some students do have missing work. Hopefully they get those in shortly. Please check your please check your grades. If you owe me work, get that in ASAP. On a related note, and one that will make me sound like a grouchy old man chatting at the clouds to stop casting shadows on my yard. Sorry about that. A little distracted here. Please make sure you bring your Chromebooks to class and have them charged. Students not bringing their Chromebooks to class and not having them charged or not having chargers is starting to become a problem in class. Chromebooks are needed every day. If for some reason they're not needed in my class, I'll notify you ahead of time, but please bring them to class and have them ready to go. So that pretty much wraps up the class week in review. Time for, and one of my favorite aspects of the show, the dad joke of the week. Now, there's no reason for that. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of thedad.com. So we'll give it to you here in a second. Why is a doctor always calm? Because they have a lot of patience. Get it? Get it? They have a lot of patience. That's great. I knew you would love it. Moving on to next week's preview. The upcoming week, we're going to finish the notes on current world events, and you'll continue to complete some quizzes activities, and I'll add in a few more options for reviews, so you have more of a variety. As the week goes on, we do have a pay survey completed earlier in the week. That counts as a participation grade, and I'm hoping to wrap up the current unit of study by Friday. We'll see how that goes. Moving on to school announcements. Remember, if you are driving to school, you must have a New Brighton parking permit. If you're riding with someone who's driving to school, please make sure they have a parking permit. They're available in the counseling department for $10. A parent signature is required for you to have your parking permit. For the library, library is open Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Unless you're visiting with the entire class, you must sign in on the Google Sheet when visiting the library. There's no exceptions. Students wishing to visit the library during lunch must see Miss Healy in the morning to get a pass. You can't come in from lunch without a pass starting on September 20th. To request books to be added to the collection, please see Miss Healy for the request list. And as a reminder, math is supposed to be worn properly in the library at all times, and it's also with your other classes. Along those lines, there's a lot of college visitations and such coming. See guidance for that. The ASVAB is coming up on October 13th. See that guidance about that. If you're interested in volunteering for the band festival on September 25th, see Mrs. Gehring in the office. Those are the announcements. Remember, I do have some people signed up for What's Up New Brighton, the club that I run. Please, 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 if you're interested, reach out. We'll get you involved in that club. And remember, as I get ready to wrap up this podcast, I want to mention several bits of information. First is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are of my own choosing and not those of any other entity or organization. So if you get mad at something, please don't blame them. Second, two organizations that I do always advocate for on here. One is PAECT.org, the Pennsylvania Association of Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org. See what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. We're over 3,000 strong in members, and we're a great network that works to strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go on an internet device to 211.org. Find local social services in your area. It's across the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. And at this point in time, I have to say goodbye. This wraps up this week's show. Have a great rest of your weekend. And I will see you Monday in class. Have a good one, everybody.